Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a report into alleged planning irregularities in Donegal has remained unpublished a year after being submitted to the Minister for Local Government. The Church of Ireland is considering installing CCTV cameras outside St Legatius Church in Lifford as a result of what's been described as growing incidents of antisocial behaviour. There's been widespread condemnation in the Newton Stewart area after a local bar was the subject of a break-in overnight. And Sinn Féin Councillor John Hamish O'Farrell has been elected as the new Cathaoirle of the Glendies Municipal District. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the scoping inquiry into cervical check will look at the US lab smear tests were sent to. The investigation will examine every aspect of the cervical check and aim to establish who knew what about the non-disclosure of smear test audits to patients. It will start working today by consulting with Vicky Phelan and some of the other women involved. The investigation is being headed by Dr. Gabriel Scally from the Royal Society of Medicine and is due to report in June. Health Minister Simon Harris says a commission of investigation will likely still be needed after the investigation.
People don't want a process that goes on for many years. You've got to remember, in this situation we are dealing with many women who have cancer. I want them to have answers to their questions quickly. You're also dealing in some cases with people whose wife has passed away, or daughter has passed away, or mother has passed away, and they want answers quickly as well. So we have a number of weeks before we have to make that decision as to how best to set up a commission.
Meanwhile, pressure is still on HSE boss Tony O'Brien to step down. A number of ministers are understood to have expressed unhappiness with the Director General at this morning's Cabinet meeting. Sinn Féin's motion of no confidence won't go ahead this evening because of a procedural issue in the Dáil. But party leader Mary Lou MacDonald says they'll still press to bring a motion on Tony O'Brien.
It seems to people looking from the outside, and not least the women and their families, that Tony O'Brien is untouchable. Absolutely untouchable. Untouchable even though wives have been left lost to their husbands. Untouchable even though mothers have been lost to their children. Untouchable even though life itself has been lost to these women. Untouchable even though the man patently and clearly has failed in his duties.
The Church of Ireland is considering installing CCTV cameras outside St Legatius Church in Lifford as a result of what's been described as growing incidents of antisocial behaviour around the church grounds. During a serious incident in 2012, the church was broken into and an attempt was made to set it alight. The Dean of RFOW, Very Reverend Arthur Barrett, says a priority is to ensure that there isn't an escalation of the problem, and CCTV may well have a role to play in that. He's been speaking earlier on the 9 till noon show with Greg Hughes.
We have had a problem recently with young people congregating in and around the back of St Legatius Church, the Church of Ireland Church in Lifford, which everybody in the locality will know well. There has been reports of a certain amount of antisocial behaviour there, young people congregating, drinking. We have been very fortunate in the neighbourliness of local people in the community there who have been informing us of what they've seen. We have been in touch with the guards in Lifford, and we've spoken with them and met with them and discussed the issue. And really it's something we want to try and avoid it getting any worse. We had a very serious attack on the church there in Lifford in 2012, where the church was actually broken into and was vandalised on the inside, and an attempt was made to set the church on fire at that point. And obviously we want to avoid anything as serious as that ever happening again.
One of the big deterrents is CCTV.
It's certainly something that we have discussed. We've discussed with the guards that the possibility of installing CCTV. And I guess that is a route we are quite possibly going to have to look at. It's unfortunate we have to do that. Cameras on the outside of historic buildings aren't particularly beautiful. They don't enhance the building in any way. But unfortunately, I think probably it is a route we are going to have to take.
A report into alleged planning irregularities in Donegal has remained unpublished a year after being submitted to the Minister for Local Government. According to the Irish Times, the report contains allegations made by a whistleblower who worked within Donegal County Council, including that a colleague submitted applications on behalf of friends and family, forged signatures and destroyed recommendations of other planners. Rory Williams has more.
Senior Counsel Rory Mulcahy was appointed to prepare a review 3 years ago into planning irregularities which date back over a decade. The finalised report was due to be submitted at the end of October in 2015, but following unforeseen delays, it was held up for more than a year and a half. Minister for Housing, Planning and Local Government Owen Murphy has confirmed the report has been on his desk since last June, saying he has requested the advice of the Attorney General on the matter. Fianna Fáil's former housing and planning spokesman Barry Cowan has demanded the minister explain the reason for the delays before the Dáil.
There's been widespread condemnation in the Newton Stewart area after a local bar was the subject of an overnight break-in. This is the third time Hampton's bar has been targeted in recent months. It's believed that entry was gained to the premises sometime between 12.50 and 8am this morning, with those responsible making off with around £13,000. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan has called on the PSNI to take action following a number of recent incidents in the area.
This is the third time this family business has been targeted in a number of months. It's been a hugely difficult time for family, given that Mrs. Hampton just lost her husband in January and then has suffered three break-ins. The first one, there was £8,000 worth of damage caused. The second, I'm not sure of the amount, but last night they managed to get away with £13,500 in cash after breaking into the safe.
And this is indeed someone's livelihood, and I'm sure the £13,000 could maybe have been the week's worth takings.
Absolutely. Mrs. Hampton's very, very, very distressed. I was speaking with her on the phone earlier. I can't believe that this has happened for the third time, and I honestly can't believe it myself. Why, or if there's a connection between each of the burglaries, or if they're not. But either way, there needs to be a serious approach taken by the PSNI in relation to the wider Newton Stewart area, because there's been a number of serious incidents over the last number of months that have gave residents and business owners great concern for the safety of their premises and the public generally in relation to some of the peer review that's been going on locally. Somehow these people have managed to bypass the alarm system and have broken into a safe. So they've managed to take the door off quite a significant safe. These are people that are damagers. These are people that have carefully planned this, knew what they were doing, clearly are watching the premises. And I would send an urgent message out to the many business owners in the wider area to be very careful about keeping large amounts of cash in their premises. Also to ensure that their buildings are as secured as humanly possible and to watch for any strange behaviour. But I've been meeting with PSNI this week in relation to some of the behaviour and some of the ongoings at Newton Stewart. But it is a very, very difficult situation to take in, given that this is the third time that this family business that's been operating for over 25 years has been targeted in a very short period of months.
The British Foreign Secretary is putting fresh pressure on Theresa May to abandon a proposed customs partnership with the EU, something she's believed it to favour. It would see the UK collect European Union tariffs on behalf of Brussels in order to avoid a hard border in Ireland. Boris Johnson's told the Daily Mail it could create a whole new web rock of bureaucracy, but he's also suggested to reporters that he's on the same page as Theresa May.
As she said in her Mansion House speech, we're coming out of the customs union, we're coming out of the single market.
It's a core issue.
And I have no doubt that that's what she and the rest of the government are going to deliver.
Donegal County Council is being urged to find money for a comprehensive upgrade of the road from Temple Douglas to Drumcavney Junction. The issue was raised for a second month in a row by Councillor Adrian Glacken after he was told last month that money could be diverted from another project that wasn't accepted by the members. Today, Councillor Glacken called for more resources to be invested in the area's roads network. He says the reality is the badly damaged road is not getting the attention it needs.
It's been a major problem now for a number of months. A number of locals have been contacted, you know, and for being a public representative in the area, it's an embarrassment to have a road, you know, like that. In fairness, they've done a bit of pothole cover in the area. It's improved somewhat, but, you know, there's still an awful lot of work to be done on that. And, you know, they say that at the moment the money's not there to get it done, but, you know, I think the money has to be got from somewhere. You know, it is a road that's in bad shape. It's the whole way from Middle Douglas, really, to Kilmacrenan. It's in very bad, you know, it's it's in a very bad way. Like, and it's been brought up, the different sections off the road over the last couple of months, you know, when apart from a bit of potholes down here and there, you know, there's nothing really moving on it so far.
Your colleague, Councillor McMonagall, said he took exception to the fact that the executive appears to be, in one sense, putting this back on the members, saying they gave the members the option to transfer money from elsewhere and the members didn't take it. Councillor McMonagall and yourself, very clear, this isn't an issue for the members, this is an issue of resources.
Well, the way it's done is that they put forward a list of roads that they say that should be done, you know, and like, there's no councillor in that chamber that's going to move money from one road to another, you know what I mean? Like, you're upsetting somebody, like, you know, and for them it's an easy get out, you know, at a stage like this, saying it's up to the councillors to move it, it's clear for some time that road badly needs done, and you know, it's up to them to get it done and to get the funding for it, you know, like throwing it back to the councillors, like, you know, we don't make the decision what roads needs done, it is them, you know, and we're giving it then just to sign off on, like, it's the same as the LIS schemes, you know, it's not us making the decisions, you know, but it always seems to be when there's questions raised that it's thrown back in our direction again.
Irish Water has announced the commencement of works on a €1 million upgrade of the Glenties water treatment plant in County Donegal. The Glenties supply is on the Environmental Protection Agency's remedial action list for high levels of THMs, with works now being undertaken to reduce the risk posed by those THMs for customers in the area. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The project, which has been carried out by Viola Limited on behalf of Irish Water and in partnership with Donegal County Council, is scheduled to take approximately 8 months to complete. It will ensure a better quality drinking water supply, reducing the risk of THM formation in the supply, and the upgraded treatment plant will support economic and social development in the area. Irish Water's capital programme lead, John McElwain, says these necessary upgrade works will be contained on site, so there will be minimum disruption to local residents and businesses. Ultraviolet treatment will be installed as part of this project, as well as improvements to the chlorination process and the installation of a system called air stripping to ensure THM compliance.
Sinn Féin Councillor John Hamish O'Farrell has been elected as the new Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District, with Fianna Fáil Councillor Seamus O'Donnell to become last Cathaoirleach. Councillor O'Farrell has been elected from his previous role as last Cathaoirleach, now replacing Councillor Micheál Colmagill Osbaig as Cathaoirleach. Councillor O'Farrell says his priority now is to develop the Gaeltacht region further.
It's a great honour for me, and I've been involved in the politics the last 4 to 5 years, maybe longer. I'm a councillor now for the last 4 years, and I'm starting to get into the mode of how council works and everything, and also working for the people on the ground as well. I think that's very important, the people that elected me as a councillor, that I work hard for them for the next few years that we have left in the council, and hopefully I'll get re-elected, but that's up to the people out there as the work done or not. I'm very proud today that the councillors here backed me as chairperson. I've a few things in mind for the coming year, like I'm a Cantar Dúchasa, which I'll be promoting the Irish language, and also we're here today on the industrial estate in Gidor, having a meeting with Udras and Gaeltacht, and how we can work and progress together on projects such as tourism, education, broadband. So we have a huge role to play in relation, not alone Donegal County Council, but working with other agencies as well, because we feel like, well, it's like a jigsaw, pulling everything together in the Gaeltacht areas. We mentioned there as well as planning today, in relation to planning, the young people are finding it very difficult to secure planning in the Gaeltacht area, and with the huge people that have emigrated from the area, they'll be coming back in years to come, and they'll find it very difficult. So I feel that Udras have a role to play in here and at Donegal County Council as well when it comes to planning.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
It's now 5:15 and time for the latest sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with soccer, and the Republic of Ireland's under-17s have picked up the first win of their European Championship campaign. A fifth-minute strike from Troy Parrott gave Colin O'Brien's side a 1-0 win over Denmark in St George's Park. It follows from Saturday's 2-0 defeat to a Belgium side that faced Bosnia this evening. Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane were both in attendance today, and Parrott says the senior manager visited their dressing room after the game.
It's really good, it gives us a good boost, but we all want to perform, of course. Yeah, he came in, talked to us, said, well done, congratulations, so that means really a lot, yeah.
The World Cup hosts have been fined by FIFA for racist chants made towards French players. FIFA have fined the Russian Football Union 30,000 Swiss francs or 25,000 euro for chants made by fans during a March friendly with France in St. Petersburg. It's the third claim brought against fans at the St. Petersburg Stadium this season, with the city to host seven finals games, including a semi-final. Arsenal defender Laurent Koscielny has been ruled out of the World Cup. Wenger confirmed that the France centre-half suffered a ruptured Achilles in their Europa League exit at the hands of Atletico Madrid. Koscielny will miss 6 months as a result. Staying with Arsenal, and boss Arsene Wenger says he's received several job offers since announcing he's leaving at the end of the season, but he won't reveal if any are from England. The Frenchman will bring to a close 22 years in charge this weekend. He's surprised by the interest shown in him, but he won't be retiring from football.
Quite more than I expected. What is for sure, I will be active. My brain demands work and is active, and I have a huge experience, so overall I will work. What will I do? I don't know yet.
Liverpool's Joe Gomez has confirmed he'll miss this summer's World Cup and the Champions League final against Real Madrid after having ankle surgery. The defender was injured during England's friendly with the Netherlands in March and has played just twice since. The Swansea Marriott Hotel has rejected the accusation that it cancelled Southampton's reservation to help Swansea City ahead of tonight's relegation six-pointer. The South Coast club had booked 40 rooms for tonight's game between the two Premier League sides, but instead they've had to stay over an hour away near Cardiff. The hotel says the cancellation was due to a small number of associates and guests becoming ill and that the Environmental Health Organisation was informed. Defeat for either side would leave them nearly assured of relegation, while also condemning West Brom to life in the Championship. Kickoff there is at 7:45. Huddersfield boss David Wagner says they're within touching distance of retaining their Premier League status. A draw at Champions Manchester City on Sunday means it's possible they can make themselves safe from relegation against Chelsea tomorrow night. Wagner says they're close to securing another top flight season.
With every day it becomes more exciting, with every day it becomes a little bit nearer and clearer as well. Maybe before it was a little bit cloudy, everything uncertain. Now it looks like totally clear. We need some further points.
Chelsea boss Antonio Conte won't confirm whether or not tomorrow's Premier League game with Huddersfield will be his final home match before leaving. There's been speculation for most of the season that he'll be off at the end of the campaign and could return to Italy. Conte's side are still in contention to qualify for the Champions League. And in Scotland, Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers says he doesn't care about comments made by Rangers chairman Dave King. He's claimed new manager Steven Gerrard will only need to win the Scottish Premiership once and their old firm rivals will collapse like a pack of cards. Celtic have won the title for seven straight years and victory in the Scottish Cup final will clinch back-to-back trebles. Rodgers says they simply concentrate on themselves.
We always respect every team and every club, but I'm not one to be looking over the garden fence at anyone else.
Are you surprised at those comments?
I don't think of it too seriously either way, to be honest. Like I say, my focus is only on Celtic.
Here at home, there was late drama at Finn Park last evening, where Finn Harp scored an injury time winner to seal a 1-0 victory over Galway United in the First Division. Jesse Devers hit a wonderful winner in the 94th minute after he latched onto a pass from substitute Paddy McCourt. That means it's four wins on the bounce for Harps, who climbed to second in the table. UCD are 6 points clear at the summit of that First Division. They enjoyed an 8-0 win at Wexford. Derry City are the first team into the semi-finals of the EA Sports Cup. Ronan Curtis scored a first-half hat-trick in their 7-3 win over Shelburne last night. There are three more quarter-final ties down for decision later. Holders Dundalk host Bohemians. Sligo Rovers are up against Premier Division High Flyers Waterford. And there's an all-First Division clash between Cove Ramblers and Longford Town. In Gaelic games, Dublin GAA have announced an extension of its sponsorship deal with AIG. It's been reported that the renewal of their deal will continue to see Dublin pocket €800,000 a year. The new deal will also see the insurer continue to sponsor all Dublin sides, including Camogie and Ladies football, until November 2023. AIG will also have naming rights to the new Performance Centre at Parnell Park. It's semi-final night in the Electric Ireland Munster Minor Football Championship later. Holders Kerry take on Cork at Austin Stack Park, with Tipperary hosting Clare at Thurles. Both games get underway at 7 p.m. In golf, Rory McIlroy is encouraged by his showing at the Wells Fargo Championship ahead of the Players' Championship this week. A level par final round 71 saw the world number 8 take a share of 16th on 3 under. McIlroy will play alongside Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth for the first 2 days of the so-called fifth major, while Shane Lowry is in a group with Russell Henley and Pat Perez. And finally, in baseball, PJ Conlon's Major League Baseball career is off to a winning start. The Belfast-born pitcher got a strikeout in the New York Mets' 7-6 win at the Cincinnati Reds. He's the first Irishman in the league for over 70 years. Staying with baseball, and Major League Baseball games are to be played in England for the first time. The New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox will face off in a doubleheader at the London Stadium in summer 2019. That's all your sports news today here on Highland Radio. Your next sports bulletin will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. But for now, it's back to Michaela at the news desk.
Thanks, PJ. The Transport Minister has defended plans for a new drink link to get rural residents home from the pub. Under the new deal, the government will fund 50 nighttime buses in 19 counties between June and December, with some services in Donegal. Critics of the service say its timing deliberately coincides with strict new drink driving laws, putting first-time offenders off the road. But Minister Shane Ross says it's just a coincidence.
I don't think people realise that maybe that's my fault for not communicating it properly. We had a series of meetings with representatives of Rural Ireland, IFA, ICMSA, Rural Link, all those people, last year on the issue of social rural isolation. And it is a very serious problem, independently of the drink driving bill. I mean, they are running in parallel, but the drink driving bill will go ahead, and this will go ahead, but totally independently.
Police have renewed their appeal for information following a fatal single-vehicle collision on the Feeney Road in Dungiven on Sunday morning past. The 19-year-old driver of a black Volkswagen Golf died after his car left the road at around 3:30 a.m. Constable McNee of the Collision Investigation Unit said they are particularly keen to hear from witnesses or anyone who saw the deceased Golf travelling on the Feeney Road prior to the crash and anyone who may have stopped at the scene after this. The Disclosures Tribunal has heard that Superintendent Dave Taylor had 11,000 contacts with journalists in the months after he left the Garda press office. The Tribunal heard that Superintendent Taylor forwarded critical incident reports about serious incidents to his own private email, a practice described as outrageous. Juliet Gash reports.
Chief Superintendent Francis Clerken was appointed to investigate the leaking of information to journalists after a Roma child was taken from its family in Talla in October 2013. Superintendent Dave Taylor was interviewed as part of the criminal investigation, and his phone was later seized. After it emerged, he had been in touch with the district officer in Talla and a journalist about that incident. Chief Superintendent Clerken said the phone showed 11,000 contacts with journalists between September and December 2014, when Superintendent Taylor was no longer the Garda press officer. Almost a quarter of these contacts were with reporter with The Sun, Yvonne Murray, and an analysis of 26 of her exclusive articles showed they related to critical incident reports, confidential Garda reports about serious incidents. The tribunal heard Superintendent Taylor was forwarding critical incident reports to his personal email, a practice described as outrageous by Chief Superintendent Clerken. The latter denied that his investigation was targeted at Superintendent Taylor, saying all he ever did was follow evidence, which led him to Taylor. Juliet Gash at the Disclosures Tribunal.
A meeting takes place in Rumalton tomorrow night in a bid to secure the future of the Lennon Festival, which is due to celebrate its 50th anniversary in 2021. The festival's AGM was held last week with what was described as a very disappointing attendance. The present committee has retired with no new committee in place. Anthony McCahill was proposed as chair, but speaking on the 9 till noon show today, he said given the low attendance, he would rather have a second meeting to determine what happens next.
The past number of years the committee has got smaller and smaller, just, and I think there are different ideas out there of what should have been moving forward, with new ideas to try and get it up and running back to where it was in the early 70s. And I mean, this kicked off in 1970, and from that time on it was a huge event. We thought we would give the community an opportunity this week maybe to attend a meeting tomorrow night, and I made it clear that I was very disappointed with the attendance at the AGM. My name was put forward to take on the new chair role, and I just felt that on the night that there wasn't enough bodies there to run an event that I may be proposing to run, you know.
It would be an awful shame if there were a poor turnout tomorrow evening and this festival be lost. It'd be a crying shame if it were lost to Remelton, and I think it's one of those things that if it didn't happen, everyone would all of a sudden sort of start going, well, maybe we didn't realise what we had until it's gone.
That's right, Greg. That's the fear. I mean, every small community now are losing different. I mean, we've lost a lot in the town, and tomorrow night might just forget the numbers that we're looking for. That's not just the community, that's people from outside the community as well. It's an open invitation, you know.
Is it too late to get something together for what we're in mid-May now, almost May, June, July? Do you think it can still go ahead in July?
I'm on a few different groups in the town, Greg, and to be honest, when the townspeople do pull together, there's no reason why this can't be a runner, you know, because we're hoping to get large numbers.
On for weather now, sunny spells and occasional showers this evening, cooler than recent days with highest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees in moderate westerly winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Church of Ireland is considering installing CCTV cameras outside St. Legidius Church in Lifford as a result of what's been described as growing incidents of antisocial behaviour around the church grounds. There's been widespread condemnation in the Newton Stewart area after a local bar was the subject of an overnight break-in. This is the third time Hampton's bar has been targeted in recent months. A report into alleged planning irregularities in Donegal has remained unpublished a year after being submitted to the Minister for Local Government. According to the Irish Times, the report contains allegations made by a whistleblower who worked within Donegal County Council, including that a colleague submitted applications on behalf of friends and family, forged signatures and destroyed recommendations of other planners. And Sinn Féin Councillor John Hamish O'Farrell has been elected as the new Cathaoirleá of the Glenties Municipal District, with Fianna Fáil Councillor Seamus O'Donnell to become last Cathaoirleá. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, May the 8th. The death has taken place of Rose McBrady, Tiny Kilcar. Remains are en route to a residence arriving at 7 o'clock this evening. Removal from her residence on Thursday morning at 11:30 for funeral mass in St. Carthus Church, Kilcar at 12 noon. And the death has taken place of Jimmy Cullen, Gordon Abrad, Carrigart. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, will be interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Remelton Nursing Unit, care of any family member.